Ama kendisi bilen başlı sana neden çalandı. Çakşurunları tanıyıp taşmaya çalışıyordu. Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Gopalananda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Thank you very much for inviting us here, giving us such a nice reception, and anything we need is being catered by the members here of the society. We're very happy to be here. I've seen the pictures of Rukmini Gopis millions of times. They were famous for their pictures, even in India. The shops, local shops, have had the pictures. And I'm so fortunate to see them in person. Yeah. So, the stories. What we see in these posters is that we are one of gratitude. Gratitude to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for revealing my Bodham. And to all different acharyas who are also following in the footsteps. How much indebted we are to the previous acharyas, especially our Srila Prabhupada. We are in gratitude that we are able to go to Tila. We should be very much in gratitude. What to speak of the rest of our lifestyles and beautiful temples like this. So much has been put into revealing the Holy Dharma. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu was taking Jiva Goswami on Prikram, this is recorded in the Namadikram Hatmiya of Srila Prabhupada Thakur. And they were on the border of Mayapur and Rukhruti. And Nityananda Prabhu was pointing out, here is the Ganga was flowing here during Mahaprabhu's time. And there were many ghats. Mahaprabhu's ghat, Madai ghat, Bharakrama ghat, Sheep God. And in time, he said that there will be a flood here for 100 years and all the places will become lost. And for the next 300 years, the Ganga will be twisting like a snake for her pleasure. And she washes all the pastime places. Even Mahaprabhu's birthplace gets lost. And it was rediscovered by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Actually, the original birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, but then after 400 years, so 100 years flood, 300 years Ganga is moving, and then it goes to a steady course, and at that time again the task of revealing the Dharma will begin again, and that was almost exactly to the stage when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur rediscovered the birthplace and started to develop it. With his son, so they had so much trouble, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was one person trying to establish the truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had so many upper sampradayas to deal with. It was the time of the British Raj, who were playing down anything that was of Indian spiritualism. But eventually he discovered the Dharma, and he revealed the Dharma under the, as he says himself, under the order of Janabi and Vithai, they ordered me to write this book and reveal the Dharma. so much service he did, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Even when he was developing Sri Mayapur Dharma, he went to live there. And he was actually Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked him to come and stay in Mayapur because he was in Puri at that time, and there was one upper sampradaya that was giving a bogus mantra and everything like that. And Srila Bhaktivinoda was so fierce in preaching against it that the whole of Puri became very upset because he was a very popular personality. And the whole Puri was practically on fire with the arguments and the challenges. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, you'd better cool down, let Puri cool down a bit, you go and say another week and develop Mayapur. So he went there and he took a vow and chant 3 lakhs of names every day for 10 years. This was his vow, which he completed. And so he did that. Actually, just by even like an avadut there, doing that Chakramasha very strictly, going down one time and eating some khichdi on the floor, and when you come back, that's it. No more for the next day. Very austere life. He was literally sacrificing while he was saying that. He invited Sir John Anderson, who was the governor of West Bengal at that time, British, and the British Raj were coming. And he said to the local people, the British Raj, this is not an ordinary thing that the governor comes here to these farmlands where nothing was happening. So you should make a road for him. So they built a road in one day, a mud road, they raised the road. So he used it for preaching also and got a road built to Mayapur. And he told his disciples, now when this Sir John Anderson comes, means he's going to come with his entourage, British. Means they want to eat, then they want to eat meat. So you have to somehow or other supply them meat. They said, how are we going to do that, Guru Maharaj? They said, well, you go to another week. There are many Brahmins who worship Kali, and they offer sacrifice goats to Kali. You can get them, they can cook some goat. So anyway, Sir John Anderson came with his party and he impressed them very much. He even got them to establish some Sri Mayapur post office there. But after the program, the disciples, they went to Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and said, what happened, Guru Maharaj? Please, you explain what happened. We're completely bewildered. That we actually, they were here in Mayapur now, right on the birthplace of Chandrasekharacharya, they actually killed animals, they cooked meat there. We're completely bewildered. Please explain what has happened to him. And there's some of that meat is left, and we don't know what to do with it. We don't want to put it in Ganga, because she's a pure devotee. And we don't want to bury it in the dam, because the dam is also so pure. We're bewildered. Please explain to us. What is the place? And Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, yeah, I used to think like that also, 100 births ago. But when I started my mission, I said, promise the Lord Chaitanya, there is nothing I will not stop at to establish your movement. Whatever your movement takes, I will gladly do. I will sacrifice anything to push on this movement. So this was the gratitude and the service spirit that the Acharyas have for developing Sri Dharma Mayapur. When at the end of his rata, actually the Panchatattva came to see him with Prema Sankirtana was there, the six Goswamis were there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gopeshwar, everyone was there. They come up and they told him, you should stop your vows now, you should give it up, you should go out and preach. We are all behind you. The whole parampara is there behind you. You don't worry for anything. If you need money, it will be sent as you need. You just go out and preach fearlessly. You want manpower? Just preach fearlessly. We have unlimited stock. We will supply you as you need. All you do is simply go fearlessly preach the message of Garanga. We are all behind you. So then the birthplace was established, and so these are the great sacrifices. And our own Srila Prabhupada, who really, Mayapur is my place of worship, Prabhupada said. That's why we want to give this beautiful temple for Prabhupada's worship. Srila Prabhupada, he was translating his books at night, because he said, I'm governing a worldwide movement, and I'm getting letters all the time from all around the world. We're all brand new devotees, so I'm having to answer all their questions. I cannot get time for translating my books. So Srila Prabhupada said, I pray to Krishna that please you let me not be able to sleep, so then I can translate my books. He said Krishna gave me that blessing, and now I don't have to sleep. So this is the sacrifice that Prabhupada made. He gave up his sleeping for us. That wasn't for Prabhupada. And one time the Lotus building was the first building there, and the devotees were staying there because that was the only building we had. And Prabhupada was complaining that I tried to write these books. He said, but the devotees, he said, they leave the doors open because it's hot there in the summertime. Then suddenly in the wind, middle of the night, the wind comes and it slams the doors shut. And I'm trying to concentrate on to write my books, but I get this slamming. And he said, I have these books, which Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's Bhagavatam, Sri Dashram's other books. He had three or four books from the different acharyas. And he would read all of their tickets, all the translations of the acharyas. Then he would get the ink and condense it, and that became the Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada purport. And Srila Prabhupada says, sometimes I'm waiting 3 days to get one word that conveys the proper meaning of what I've got from the previous acharya. One word. I'm waiting for 3 days. And when I hear these doors slam, he said, it cracks my heart. So this is Prabhupada's sacrifice and gratitude to Lord Chaitanya. He gave up everything. No, who can match any of these acharyas? So this is been the mood of this, our mission here is to awaken us to, how much emphasis the acharyas I put on Sri Kamaya. It is the Yuga Dharma, the Panchatattva. Without going through Panchatattva and Kali Yuga, you cannot approach Krishna and understand Krishna. They are the Yuga avatars. And the prediction of Nityananda Prabhu is that from this temple, Gauranga Nitya Seva Hoyta Vikash, service to Lord Gauranga will spread all over the world. From this temple. That we can do, we can build the temple. Spread the holy name, we are trying in every town and village of the world. It will be done, somehow or another, by the Lord's grace. But build the temple, that is something very practical we can do. And once it's there, then we can know at any moment the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be fulfilled. Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to one Indian gentleman, and he was talking about the project, and they were building this big temple, this so many big feet, so many, so much $1 million we are spending, so much land we have, government. It was all exaggerated. But now it's exactly what he said. All these years later, it is what Prabhupada said. But then in the letter he said, now, he's saying we got everything. He said, now, when Lord Chaitanya's desire is there, it will be taken up. So Prabhupada was no fool to think that because we've got everything, we've got the land, we've got permission, we've got the money, that no, he understood. When Lord Chaitanya desires, it will be taken up. So, but at least we can make the temple. It is Lord Chaitanya's desire, every town and village of the world. Go around the beach to save a heart of Vikash. It will be spread all over the world. That is Mahaprabhu's desire. But we can build the temple, because from this temple, it means before the temple, is that we don't really expect anything wonderful to happen. Like, every town and village of the world, as Prabhupada describes, a flood of love of Godhead will emanate from Srimad Bhagavatam. So at least if we get the temple there, we can do that much. And then it's simply dependent on the mercy of the Lord that He can make His mercy flow for every world, everywhere around the world. And all these little oases here, like here, New York, this is where that flood's going to come first, where the devotees are, where the Lord is, where the kirtans are going on. That flood of love of God is going to find its way here. You be ready when it comes, all you residents of the Lord. Shri Prabhupada,